Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Good morning, Indiana. I hope you are enjoying July, and I hope you had a beautiful 4th of July weekend, long, joyful 4th of July weekend with family and friends. And as we reflect upon this beautiful country that we live in, this beautiful land, this constitutional Christian republic that once stood for the things of the Lord, I hope you will just delve into the history of our country, the history of our Constitution, the history of the Declaration of Independence, what liberty is all about, what freedom is all about, and how those things stem from the Word of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when the Spirit of the Lord is quenched, so is liberty quenched. And how critical, how vital the Word of God is to the institution of liberty, and how this nation was birthed because of the Word of God and because the preaching in the pulpits all throughout the land. And God blessed and allowed the expansion of this nation from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and And I pray that you will enjoy what I will continue preaching on here on the radio. And so we reflect upon the greatness of America, what made America great. And it was not a man's intellect, but it was the intellect of God. Enjoy the rest of this message, and may you enjoy the rest of this month of July, reflecting upon our liberties. The wrath of God is at a boiling point. Needless to say that God is not blessing this country, but allowing it to crumble to a sovereignless, constitutionalist, third world puppet regime of the communist globalist elite. And the GOP does not seem to want to save the sinking ship, but rather throw overboard those conscientious political pundits who have a heart to do right toward their fellow man and towards God. There are a lot of deadbeat political religionists who want to hold on to their golden parachutes at the cost of letting millions of the innocent perish. Abortion is only one of a slew of issues plaguing Indiana in this politically motivated, turbulent economy and environment that we find ourselves living in. Prophets like Jeremiah, Daniel, and Elijah may not have been popular in their day, but their names and their accomplishments have been memorialized for all eternity. And the same applies to Martin Luther, who pulled away from the Catholic Church in AD 1500, igniting the Protestant Reformation instead of kissing the ring of the Pope. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas will be remembered as one who has saved more black lives in a single ruling than anything BLM has accomplished since its inception. Yet Justice Thomas is hated by the liberal left. Will your name and accomplishments endure the test of time? Think about the life of that child in the womb who may or may not be rescued on July 25th. Make your signature on the life bill count, not just on earth, but also in heaven. Remember, not only are the citizens of Indiana watching you, but more importantly, so is God. He has a book of remembrance. The scriptures tell us in the book of Romans, chapter 13, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Now, if you read from one of those perverted versions of the scriptures, it will say, "Let every soul be subject unto the government." No, it says in the King James Bible, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers." That means God is called in the scriptures the highest, and that is his title in the scriptures. He is called the God of the highest. And we see in Psalms 18:13, it says, "The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. The multitudes that went before and that followed cried, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We find that in the book of Matthew on the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. We read in Luke chapter 1, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest," capital H. So God is the highest power. So that means every soul is subject to higher powers, higher authority, and those in the highest authority that man can be placed into, they are still subject to the highest power, and that is the Lord. And so the Bible versions that put government are misleading you. We are not to support every form of government that comes across the threshold of mankind, but only those governments that obey the highest power. Again, it says here in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. That is a ruler who is not a tyrant. That is a ruler who's not following Satan. That is a ruler who is following the Lord and understands he is subject to God himself. He is subject to the law of God. For rulers are not a terror to good work, but to the evil. This passage is just as important to you and I as it is to the government themselves, the government leaders, the government bureaucrats. They need to realize there's a higher law than themselves, and that God will judge them, and they are going to be held more accountable because they had a position of power. And they need to be cautious of the innocent lives that they are taking advantage of. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the powers? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. Well, when we kick God out of the Bible, then they're not ministers of God. They're ministers of the devil, ministers of Belial. They are ministers of Satan, the leaders of this country. They have kicked God out of the country. They're screaming at the top of their lungs because of the overturning of the Roe versus Wade case and making all kinds of disruption, threatening the Supreme Court justices that ruled in this favorable ruling to overturn that Roe versus Wade. Federal government doesn't have that right to give a person a right to murder the unborn baby in their womb. That is murder. We have 50 years, 60 plus million babies have been aborted in this country. And God, that blood, the blood of those babies cry out towards heaven. Verse 4 again in Romans 13, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. This is the law for the good minister, the godly ministers, the godly servants of and government officials that fear God and fear his commandments. Because the Bible says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And they try to define that murdering a child in the womb is a good thing. And that is it is dealing with women's health, and that it should be justified and it should be supported by Congress, and we should support it with our tax dollars. Let me remind you, if you don't know this, but the ex-wife of Bezos just gave Planned Parenthood $275 million. $275 million. So they can lobby and put money in the pockets of politicians to vote laws to support abortion all across this country. In this evil world, the unjust judges of the earth most often wrongfully judge the just. For example, Jesus, who was the most just person in the history of mankind, was falsely accused and sentenced to death for crimes he did not commit. His unfair trial moved swiftly through the ecclesiastical and secular courts with partiality. Each court convened at obscene hours to swiftly move Jesus from tribunal to execution without the decency of the presentment of evidence and the opportunity to appeal. Everything was hearsay evidence. This kind of trial is called a kangaroo court or mobocracy, a rush to judgment. Mobocracy is evident in our current violent political climate that has plagued our nation since the candidacy and election of President Donald Trump and even before him, and this liberal crowd's hatred towards politically conservative viewpoints. The heathen rage, the Bible tells us, the heathen rage in Psalm chapter 2. Go to the second Psalm. The heathen rage against God and his law. for they despise civility and moral rectitude. This Bible tells us in 2 Timothy, these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobates concerning the faith. In a book that I treasure called Baptists, the Only Thorough Religious Reformers by Reverend John Quincy Adams, 1853. He was not related in any way to President John Quincy Adams. He was a pastor out in the East Coast, planting churches in New York and the New Jersey area. And he writes, "It has always been the policy of the advocates of error, when unable to sustain themselves by sophistry, spacious reasoning, and false logic, to stigmatize the advocates of the truth as innovators, disturbers of the peace, and dangerous to the harmony and interests of the community." And we are seeing that in our community, in our society, for those who oppose vaccines and this COVID vaccine, mandatory vaccinations, mandatory masks, mandatory lockdowns. We are being smeared and locked, and all the doctors that have advocated using antibiotics and antiviral medication that have been tried and true for decades, instead of using this vaccine that has just come off the shelf and has not been properly tested, they have been vilified by the crowd that is pushing this. And this crowd that's pushing this is all about money. The root of evil is the love of money. The root of evil. The root of evil is the love of money. That is what's steering this ship in this country. Much was the course pursued by those who utter the language of the following text we see in Acts 17:6. "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." And we see that this crowd who made that statement 2,000 years ago is now turning the world upside down, and they have taken the strength, the spiritual strength out of the church by perverting the word of God, perverting truth with all these different versions that contradict one another. And we see this with the church selling herself to the state and getting a tax benefit from the state, incorporating herself with the state, selling herself to the state when she is to be a chaste virgin for the Lord Jesus Christ. She has sold her soul. The church has sold her soul to the state. All across this country, 99% of the churches in this country have sold their soul to the 501c not-for-profit or the 508 not-for-profit status of the government. Paul and Silas, we find out in the book of Acts chapter 17, having been released from the Macedonian prison, where they had been confined for preaching the gospel, took their departure from Philippi and came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Here, Paul, according to his usual custom, met the Jewish rabbis and teachers and reasoned with them out of the Old Testament scriptures concerning Jesus of Nazareth, proving to them that Jesus was the Messiah. His reasoning on this subject was so forcible that many of the Jews were convinced and professed their faith in the Savior. This stirred up the hatred and envy of the embarrassed rabbis, and finding themselves unable to cope with the superior logic and masterful reasoning of Paul, they enlisted the prejudices of the rabbis and gathered a mob and created a riot and endeavoring to lay violent hands on the disciples and thus accomplish by force and superior numbers what they could not effect by fair argument. And that is what we are seeing. That is what tried to take place in the downtown had it not been for the state troopers, and I commend the state troopers for keeping things calm there this past Saturday. Few people realize that the trial of Jesus was not a single trial, but five different trials, two between the Jewish religious authorities and three before the Roman secular authority. Jesus was charged before the Jewish leaders for blasphemy, for claiming that he was the Messiah, the Son of God, the Son of Man. Jesus appeared before Annas, the former high priest. Jesus appeared before Caiaphas, the high priest, and the Sanhedrin. After these trials, Jesus was taken before the Roman civil authorities, where the following charges are brought against him. The scriptures tell us in Luke 23, "And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this fellow perverting the nations and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king.' And they were the more fierce, saying, 'He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry.'" They charged Jesus with crimes that they were actually guilty of. They were stirring up the people, and we are seeing the same thing in this country. We need to pray. Makes me think of those who are sitting in jails in solitary confinement because of January 6th, 50 to 60 individuals in D.C. sitting in solitary confinement for over a year, have not been tried, have not been charged with anything, and they're being mistreated, violation of their constitutional rights for a speedy trial. There's so much more we could talk about in the scriptures, but let's go to the Lord in prayer and reflect upon the things of 4th of July. And we thank you, Lord, for our country. Thank you for establishing America. We thank you, Lord, for the men that you brought forward 246 years ago that formulated this country, that decided it was time to separate from England, to become an independent nation, to have regard for man and natural rights. Lord, it wasn't perfect, but it was far more perfect than it is today. And Lord, we just ask that you would restore the righteousness that reigned in this country. You know all the instruments, all the vessels, all the monsters, the demonic people through the ages who have done nothing but try to overturn this constitutional republic, Christian constitutional republic. They hate Christ. They hate God. They hate mankind. They want to see the destruction of this nation. They hated a republic such as our nation. And you know all the instruments, all the vessels, all the agents of Satan that have been used over the last 100 years to erode our constitutional rights and take away the freedoms of the American people. And Lord, where we are today in America, it is disgusting, perverse, and wicked what they want to do in the classrooms, what they want to do in the military. And we pray that you would prevail. We know, Lord, you will prevail someday. You will destroy this wickedness. Help us to resist the devil, that he would flee from us, flee from this nation. I thank you for all the people that spend hours and hours of time exposing the lie and the corruption in government. Lord, I pray that you would give them strength and power in this day and age. And Lord, thank you for Freedom 95 and this radio station for standing up for freedom, and all the guest speakers all week long who speak and trying to warn the listeners of what is taking place in our country and exposing these things. And Lord, I pray that we would understand what liberty is all about, what freedom is all about. And Lord, We just love you. We thank you for what you have done for us, your shed blood at the cross of Calvary for forgiveness of sin. And Lord, that you are not still dead, you are not still buried in a grave, but you have resurrected from the grave 3 days after your crucifixion, and that, Lord, you are ascended into the heavens and sit at the right hand of the Father, soon to return back to this earth, and you will restore righteousness and justice upon this earth and will rule and reign for 1,000 years with a rod of iron. And those just and right servants of yours, the overcomers, will rule and reign with you and sit upon thrones and rule cities throughout the earth. And Lord, we just ask that you give us the strength to walk in this perverse day and age in which we live, and to persevere over the crimes and corruption that we see taking place in this earth. And Lord, thank you for your saints all across this land and for their voice crying out in this wilderness. And Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.